Just weeks before two Nelson police officers were caught in a fatal avalanche that killed Constable Wade Tittimore and severely injured Matt Nolette, the other officer, avalanche expert John Buffery was concerned. The rapidly shifting temperatures in the West Kootenays had created dangerous conditions in the backcountry, and Buffery urged for caution. Now the Nelson ski guide, who also works with the Ministry of Transportation on avalanche safety on the highways, is taking a closer look at the conditions which contributed to the tragedy.
In the mountains where they were, there's a lot of rock outcroppings close to the ground, and with our cold autumn we had and early winter, the grains of snow that grow around there are quite hollow, we'll say, so they're apt to collapse. And it's really hard to figure out the uniformity of slopes like that, and to hit a sweet spot where that collapse could happen is kind of prominent in that area where they were at this time of year with the avalanche hazard ratings as they were.
Buffery, who appeared on Kootenay Morning on Friday, also reflected on the disaster year of 1998 when six skiers lost their lives near Caslow on January 2nd, almost 25 years to the day of when the Nelson police officers were caught in the grip of nature.
We had a similar type of issue that happened. We had an early snowfall that had a very prominent rain crust over top of it. And this riding to the top of the mountains was really horrible all throughout our area. The anomaly of that characteristic of snow crust combination, it collapsed. It's like when you do a playing card, you stand up playing cards. It holds tensely if you stand on it, but if you tilt it or you hit the right spot, it collapsed. And in this collapsing, as the group crossed this alpine bowl, the collapse traveled up slope, and that's called a whoomp. That's a pretty common thing in hazardous areas.
Reporting in Nelson, John Roon, KCR News.